This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan forces battled Monday to stop a first major city from falling to the Taliban, as the United States and Britain accused the insurgents of, quote, massacring civilians in a town they recently captured near the Pakistan border. Taliban fighters assaulted at least three provincial capitals overnight, Lashkargah, Kandahar, and Herat, after a weekend of heavy fighting that saw thousands of civilians flee the advancing militants. The war has intensified since early May, with the insurgents capitalizing on the final stages of the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign forces after almost 20 years. President Ashraf Ghani has blamed Washington for the deteriorating security, telling Parliament that the reason the country is in turmoil is that the decision to withdraw foreign forces was made abruptly. Ghani said he had warned Washington that the withdrawal would have consequences. His comments came as Washington said that in light of the increased violence, it will take in thousands more Afghan refugees, including those who worked with the United States. Washington has already started evacuating thousands of interpreters and their families who worked with the U.S. military and embassy over the past two decades. Iran's foreign ministry said Monday that Tehran will respond promptly to any threat against its security. This came after the United States, Israel, and Britain blamed Iran for an attack on an Israeli-managed tanker off the coast of Oman. Tehran has denied any involvement in Thursday's attack, in which two crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, were killed. The United States and Britain said on Sunday they would work with their allies to respond to the attack. This is VOA News.